This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Time Warner is spinning off its publishing arm, Time Inc., into a separate company. That means it is getting rid of its magazines, including Time, Sports Illustrated, and Fortune. They'll have to sink or swim on their own. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins us live with the details. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, so what's going on here, Nancy? Why is Time Warner doing this?
Well, you know, magazines just aren't that profitable anymore. Time Warner says it wants to focus entirely on its TV and film business. It's pretty easy to see why, Jeremy. Magazines are expensive, sales at newsstands are down, and advertising is down.
Well, so do they have a better shot on their own? Can they sink or swim if they're apart from the big company?
Well, Time Inc. certainly hopes so. And this has been tried before. News Corporation has announced plans to split off its newspaper and book division, including the Wall Street Journal and HarperCollins. It's part of a strategy of separating high-growth areas from traditional media. I talked to Dan Kennedy about this. He teaches journalism at Northeastern University. I asked him whether these magazine spinoffs will, in fact, survive. And he says they will only make it if they cut way, way back.
The Time Inc. magazines in particular are kind of legendary in the industry for the way they throw money around. And I guess that's going to have to stop. It just means fewer bodies, less reporting.
And Jeremy, just look at what happened at Newsweek. It has totally gotten rid of its print version and is only available now online.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.